opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Another day. We welcome you, of course, to the Might Radio Show here at www.mightbroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I want you to get your Bibles and go quickly to the book of Galatians. And I want to talk about throw mama from the train, all right? Throw your mama from the train. I know it sounds like a very aggressive title, but it's going to be able to communicate what I'm trying to communicate to the people of God. And if you have not been watching me for the last 7 days, I've been on this thing about the Avengers movie, The Endgame. This movie that cracked $2 billion in less than 12 days. And this movie have taught us something. If it has taught us anything, it teaches us it's not me, but us. It's not I, it's we. It's not when things going to happen, it's I'm going to make things happen. And when you start thinking like that, you're going to win. You're going to be victorious. You're going to come out your situation. You're not going to overcome things in life just because, you know, it's just you going through. I'm suffering. I'm going through. What about me? I don't care. Wherever you're suffering at, there's someone who has it worse. Wherever you're at. Hello, President Chris. Wherever you are going through, someone is also going through. So stop thinking that you're the only one and you have it the worst. I can give you other stories to make your head spin. So whatever situation you're going through, you're facing, there's the grace of God to help you get through it. I'm going to pray, and I want to get into something that I think is going to be very powerful. And I'm going to try to point to you about what exactly do I mean by throw mama from the train and how you have to get rid of one mama and put on another mama. So sometimes I try to communicate concepts using movies and cartoons and songs and poetry so you can really get the gist of what I'm saying. And sometimes King James language don't do it. Sometimes just quoting scriptures don't do it. You got to use the mechanisms and the methodology that's able to be understood by your audience. So what things Christ used back in this first century amongst an agricultural people, you may have to use a different language pattern for technology people. Or people who are addicted and moved by cell phones, electronics, computers, you know, so many different ways of communication today versus back in the first century. But I'm going to use the biblical text. I'm going to also continue to refer to the movies, The Avengers, The Endgame. And I'm going to break some things down to you about our famous word called innate. Something that you do quite naturally, something that's intrinsic, something that's in you where you don't have to even force it. You just do it automatically. There are things we do in our life that are quite innate. It's like we naturally do them, don't even think that we're doing. We just do them all the time. Breathing, blinking your eyes, get up, going to work, you know, eating food. There are things that we just don't have to think about. It's just automatically just do it. And we just do it. We know we're going to eat dinner at a certain time. Things innately in us. I believe that we're supposed to be so trained and equipped by the fivefold ministry that we innately obey the things of the kingdom without even thinking about it. It is just first nature to know that we want to please the Father. It's just first nature to give tithes and offerings. It's just first nature to do what God says. And we don't need 50 or 60 different scripture references. It's just that something in you tells you this needs to be done. And you need to get involved. And you need to connect. And you need to submit one to another. You need to have a leader. A coach, some people call it pastor, some folks call it an apostle or a prophet or a bishop who will train and equip you in the things of God. And then you're accountable to a fellow team, which is almost symbolic of the Avengers. And when the Avengers assemble, they become one of the most powerful forces on the face of the planet because it's the group of people coming together, bringing their gifts and their talents together to overcome the darkness that is in our community, our neighborhood, even in our homes, even in our bloodline. But the problem is we've been so polarized and separated. We've been so divided. We don't have the ability to see us as one because we turn everybody into a competitive market and we're trying to outdo everybody, outpreach everybody, outteach everybody, outdance everybody. And everything turns into this competitive market, which is really American culture that has trickled into the local body in the church. I'm going to show you right now in this scripture where the term Jerusalem, that's in somebody's mind, a city over in the Middle East, over there in the Holy Land, which is a town or a city that's located inside of the state of Israel, also called Palestine. And inside the city of Jerusalem is a temple that was called the Temple Mount or Herod's Temple, which was torn down, burnt to the ground, not one brick left on top of another in AD 70, something that Christ prophesied. It was the closing out, the change of the old covenant to the new covenant, and the burning down of a system that was set up to murder in the name of religion, murder in the name of Jewish theology that had gotten away from the real purpose. And those that controlled the temple controlled it by a spirit of nepotism and power and the love of money. Didn't care about the poor, but only cared about putting money into the temple. How you could spend $100,000 on building the temple and have a lady sitting next to you who only got two mites, two pennies. Something's going wrong. Something's wrong. Something is off. Because there is a mother, LJ, God bless the image for you. There's a mother that some people live off of that must be thrown from the train. Hello, Tiffany Campbell. Deep thing is that Danny DeVito did a movie years ago, probably in the early 80s or late 70s, called Throw Mama from the Train. And he had a mother that was just so nasty and so wicked, they was planning on how to murder their mother. Tremendous, funny script. You got to watch the movie. But I love the title because even though the movie seems to be wicked and twisted, the title works right for what I'm teaching today. I taught this and preached this years ago to Pastor Larry Powell's youth ministry from Rahway, probably back in 1991, 1990. And I preached the message, Throw Mama from the Train. And I gave an altar call. And all these young teenagers came up and gave their life to the Lord. We started laying hands or falling out on the floor, speaking in tongues, the Pentecostal experience. People was crying and weeping. And I watched God move. So the Lord reminded me today of the term mother or metamorphosis, because I saw this beautiful butterfly when I was coming out my apartment or my AI 237 headquarters. And I saw this beautiful butterfly as I was praying in the 80s. Thank you, President Crystal. And so I knew God was talking to me about the term metamorphosis, where we get the term be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God, knowing the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And so God wants us to go through a metamorphosis, move from caterpillar to a butterfly, you know, move from crawling on the ground to putting wings and flying. But it always depends on who is your mother. Who is forming you? You know, you do know that when a woman is carrying child, whatever she drinks, whatever she eats, even the stress level she is around has a direct impact on the child that she's carrying. So the fallopian tube takes everything that she eats and drinks and feeds the child. And the body is so set up that the mother is wired to feed and form this child while the child is still inside the mama's womb or the mama's world or the mama's city. So what is so deep is whatever comes through this mother's eye gates and ear gates and heart gate have a direct connection to the child that she is carrying. So it depends on the health and the mental state and the blood that's in this woman that can have a direct impact on the child that she's carrying. Once she releases the child and the child comes out, she moves from woman to mother. But she is mothering this child while the child is still inside of her. So for those 40 weeks, really 10 months, whatever she eats and drinks, whatever she takes in, it goes directly to the child. So a lot of times, some children are born with certain birth defects or certain diseases, or maybe born with autism based on what was happening to the mother. Now, when I talk about throw mama from the train, I'm not talking about your physical mother. I'm talking about your mentality, the world you live in, your way of thinking, your consciousness, the way you perceive your world. Maybe you're living off the wrong mother and you got to throw your mama from your train, because the train represents I'm going in a certain direction. I'm on a certain track. I'm trying to get someplace. I want to become a lawyer, a doctor. I want to get married. I want to be prosperous. The problem is you got the wrong mother on the train with you. You're sucking from breasts. You're sucking information and liquids from this system that's slowly deteriorating your mind. And here's the scary part. You actually think your mother is right. It's not right. It's wrong. You turn wrong into right because you've been so good at doing wrong. Don't turn wrong into right because you're good at doing wrong. All right. There are two trees in the middle of the garden, the tree of life, the tree of Christ, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God asked Adam, told Adam, don't eat from one of those trees. Now, if you eat from the right tree, which is the tree of life, you'll enter into Christ and live forever on earth as it is in heaven. But you know the story. They ate from the wrong mother. Did you catch me? They ate from the wrong mother. They sucked from the wrong fruit. They ate from the wrong system. All right. And then Adam got indignant. You know, it was a woman you gave me. She gave it to me to eat. Not repentant, not saying, you know, I am the covering, threw his wife out there. So he began to justify his wrong. So what happened is I come to find out that many people are in trouble, not because they're not saved and love the Lord. They got the wrong mama. They got the wrong mindset. They got the wrong system. And the problem is once you make the system normal within you, you innately do things and it's wrong and it's perverted and twisted. And then you start justifying all your actions. That's not how it works, Brother Jared. That's not how it works, President Crystal or Tiffany Campbell or LJ. That means that you have to find out what's in you innately that you're doing that's totally contrary to scripture, and you have to readjust, or you have to throw mama from your train because this mama is derailing you, is taking you off course. So sometimes you ask God, I take authority over the wrong mamas in my life, and I throw mama from the train. I may not be Danny DeVito, but it's spiritually speaking, I'm getting rid of the mother that has fed me stuff that has limited me. Sometimes people don't stop you. They just whisper things in your ears to limit you. Sometimes people don't tell you directly no, but they suggest to you in a real slick way why you couldn't do it because they couldn't do it. See, sometimes people will slowly almost use mental control to talk you out of going for something. Well, I wouldn't buy no house, cost too much money. Well, I wouldn't live down there, cost too much money. I wouldn't drive that car, too much money. You know, and the reason why they're telling you this because they tried to do it and they couldn't do it. And so what people tend to do is put their limitations on you. But when you got the right system on the inside, you know how to politely say no because you understand what time it is. Keep in mind, David told his pastor, King Saul, no. At the same time said, I got a better system. I'm going to reach in this little pond here, this little river, pull out five smooth stones. And I know you want me to wear your armor, but I politely tell you no. I'm going to remain submissive to my covering and my authority, but I'm going to tell you no at this time because I've already weighed out the situation. I've already saw that Goliath is 9 feet, 5 inches tall. He got a disease that affects his eye sockets. He got something hanging on his pituitary gland. His hormones are not working properly. And so he's dorky, he's clumsy, and he can't see that well. I've already measured it out. I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to decapitate his head. I am going to have your daughter as my wife. I'm going to have property. I'm not going to pay any taxes. This is all within the matrix and the mother of David before David threw the first rock. That means Goliath was already laid out in the spirit realm before David went to even talk to King Saul. Now, how deep can your vision go? How far can you see down the track to your life? Because you have this system in you called the kingdom that's innately inside of you that you already know. If you operate in faith, you will eventually get the victory. Now, the timing, how long it takes is where we get messed up at. Because we kind of like want to put the same time schedule on Brother John or Sister Glenda that God puts on Brother Raheem or Brother James. But sometimes times and seasons change. God don't always use everybody in the same time schedule in the same way. God knows how much you can handle in the time he has to spread you out, because the longer it takes for you to get something done or to get a breakthrough, it stretches your spiritual muscles and make you more stronger. Because if God can hold you out for 10 years, so when an enemy come in and try to rush you and say, well, it didn't happen. I said, well, I waited 10 years. I know how God do this. God picks out the time. And when your time and God time come together like the cross, like this I'm doing right here, like the cross, it's God's perfect timing, and God will promote you. God will establish you. God will strengthen you. God will settle you, and God will destroy every lying devil that come against you. But here's the problem. Don't allow someone's manipulation scare you, or you will run from possibilities of success. Now, I want to read something to you, and this is Galatians. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us were because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead. Far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is Christ's body that fills all in all in Christ Jesus' name. Now, while I'm teaching and sharing throughout this whole ministry show, I'm going to ask my president, Crystal CVJ, to post our Cash App over and over. And if I'm ministering to you and you really feel you're being taught, I want you to sow seed today. Let's sow seed throughout this whole program. Let's sow seed and say, McDuffie, you're ministering to me. The amount doesn't matter. Just sow and release. Go in the Cash App and just say, I'm blessing my brother because I'm receiving. And if you're receiving something from me, carnal, if I'm giving you something that's spiritual, can I not get your carnal? That's what it talks about in Corinthians. So you're going to have an opportunity all show today, all ministry show, to sow seed. And so I just want to thank God for my M318 squad who continually holds it down for Pastor McDuffie and those who are watching, who are visitors and supporters. Let's go to the Cash App and let's share today. In the book of Galatians chapter 4, but I want to read to you quickly just a portion of the scripture in Galatians to give you an idea of what's going on at the church of Galatians. Because if you don't understand what's going on, I will not be able to communicate a concept to you. And the concept, if some of us have the wrong mothers, save, love the Lord, but our system is off. And due to the wrong system, we innately live wrong lives, live perverted lives, live limited lives. And then we get mad at the world or get mad at people because people don't agree with us. I don't agree with people who want to do things contrary to scripture and then justify it. I don't agree with people who want to live off the wrong tree and then try to tell you the tree is right when inside we know the tree is wrong. So we gotta replace this system. We gotta take away your old mama, throw that mama from the train, and get on the real mama. I need to find out today who is the real mama. What's the name of the real mama? And I'm speaking from terms of symbolism. I'm speaking of terms of example. Also speaking in terms of a term that Jesus used called parables. So you're going to be able to see mysteries revealed in this hour. And if people start to sow, every time you sow, I'm going to prophesy and pray over you today. And you got to sow publicly. Today is not a secret time of sowing. For this hour from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I want bold sowers. They say, McDuffie, I'm sowing right now. And time you stop and sow, I'm going to stop and pray for you that the spirit of any mother that you're sucking from, that you're drawing stuff from, that's illegal and wrong, I'm going to decapitate that head. I'm going to take it off its body. And I'm going to speak the real mother. I'm going to speak the city of Jerusalem, which is a spiritual mindset that comes down from above and obsesses your spirit. So you're going to soon learn to respond and walk in the spirit naturally like you're breathing. In Galatians chapter 1, look what the apostle Paul writes to them. Verse 6, he says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different or a perverted gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert and twist the gospel of Christ. Verse 8 of Galatians chapter 1. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. That's not a good term. No grace there. Eternally condemned. Verse 9. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone preaching to you a gospel other than what you have accepted, let him be eternally condemned. And look what Paul says. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I was trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. So reading this, apparently the word of the gospel was that Paul agrees with our perverting and twisting of the gospel. We got our first seed. I prophesied to LJ. I prophesy that any mother that's feeding her stuff that's not correct, we throw mama from the train in the spirit world. And I pray, Lord God, you give her the right matrix, the right mindset. Continue to bless LJ. Thank you, Lord God, that she draw jewels from the kingdom of God. I pray that this day, that righteousness, peace, and joy roll up on Sister LJ. God, Lord God, as the seed she sown today, Lord God, move and pour your anointing out on LJ. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you that this will be a time where her mind will begin to move to another level in terms of teaching and preaching. I feel an anointing for LJ that you're going to begin to find yourself teaching more so. LJ, I'm looking at you outside of the four wall church of your church. I know your church, but outside into your community, the world around you. I'm looking to spirit realm because you dare to believe God. There are people that are going to want to suck from you spiritually. They're going to want to be around you. And the Lord says, don't ignore them, because these men and women need to be fed the word of God. And LJ, you're going to find yourself ministering to some surprising people this week. I'm talking about Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're all waiting for the next 6-7 days. You're going to find yourself sitting around ministering and talking to people that you least expect. You are bringing a new mother, a new matrix, a new world to many people around you. There's going to be some, I hear the term three. There's about three people who are very hungry for the things of the kingdom. And they won't hear it from others. They must hear it from LJ. So this week, I need you to be very sensitive to the people that God is attracting to you. And if they come to you, set aside time, because this is your hour to minister to about three people. And there's a few coming for the next 6-7 days that's going to want some jewels of the information and wisdom you bring to the table. This will be an eye opener for the next 6-7 days. That's what the Lord showed me for LJ. Thank you for the seed sown. That's one down today. Thank you, God. So it says here in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, I want you to know, brothers, that if the gospel I preach is not something that man made up, I did not receive it from any man, nor was it taught. Rather, I received it by revelation by Jesus Christ himself. Verse 13 of Galatians 1. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God. He was acting like Hagar and Ishmael, the mother that was bound to Mount Zion that was connected to Arabia. He was coming at the church from an arm of the flesh. He was on the side of Ishmael. He's attacking in the flesh. He's slave to the old covenant. And he's coming after the church. He's persecuting it, right? Verse 14, I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me. Look at that, in me. I got the right mother in me, birthing in me, in me. Okay, where we at? So that I might preach him amongst the Gentiles. I realized my anointing, my equipping, my motherly, my matrix was really designed for the Gentiles. Yes, I want the Jews to be saved, and I went after them real hot in the book of Acts, but I really figured out that I'm really called to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish world. Anyone that's not born or covered according to the natural seed of Israel, everybody else, I got a ministry. I'm sent to kings. I'm sent to people in Europe. I'm sent to bring the kingdom to them. He said, I did not consult any man, nor did I go to Jerusalem, the physical Jerusalem, all right, to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Now, keep in mind, the Mount Zion was connected to Arabia, and Paul went there. And the Bible says in verse 19, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw no other apostles except James, the Lord's brother, Jesus' brother, which was married and remained a virgin. I assure you before God that what I am writing to you is no lie. Later, I went to Caesarea and Cilicia, and I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who was formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praise God because of me. Now, here's something I want to say. And this is very key to what I'm going to say. I got about 4 minutes for my break. Paul is explaining that somebody has hoodwinked you. You started out in faith. You have the right gospel. And anytime you hear the term gospel, it means the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please write that down. The gospel, the good news of the gospel, is really the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the gospel in the nutshell. Okay, so when you hear the term gospel, it is the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you see it, whether it's preached or lived, the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ is connected because they're one. And that is the power of God. Okay. But here's the problem. The church at Galatia has started off well. There was with the right mother. They were sucking off the right breast. They was being fed the right information. But somebody in that camp tried to trap them and take them back to the old way of Judaism. And Paul was saying, how is it you going back to bondage? Don't go back to bondage when the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom have made you free. Why are you going back to the bondage? And here is one of the things that seemed to stand out. And this is without me studying all the other stuff. They really exalted the circumcision, the cutting of the skin on the penis of a man on the eighth day, which represents an Old Testament of the shedding of the blood, which is supposed to put you in contract with God. It also locks you into the physical Jerusalem temple that always communicated that you never made right in God's sight unless you make an attempt to keep the Torah, come to the temple, bring the sacrifice. And Paul was saying that is being taken away. And there's another system that has come into play. It's the other mother. You got two mothers. You got a mother. Listen, you got a mother that's named Hagar and a mother that's named Sarah. Hagar produces Ishmael and Sarah produces Isaac. And if the truth be told, faith takes you into Isaac. All right. But your bondage is locked into Hagar. Why are you living like Hagar? Why are you so attached to the physical strength of Ishmael? I have brought you a new kingdom, which is really the oldest kingdom. It's the kingdom of God in Christ Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the promise. And the promise is that the Holy Seed of God, it comes through Sarah. I made a promise. You're going to bring forth Isaac. And I'm going to open your womb and Abraham's going to sleep with his wife. And you're going to produce the promised son. Now, I'm going to come back after the break and continue to talk about Throw Mama from the Train. You have been listening and watching here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com and also watching Mike Live. We'll come back after this break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973 713-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And I'm also here on Mike Live here. And what I'm showing you that it is possible to be hoodwinked, tricked, and bewitched because you got the wrong mama. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, you're just attending. You got that right. And LJ, some people, and it's for you, some people actually think attending is all they need to do. So it goes to show that they also have the wrong mama. There comes a time you got to throw mama from the train. You got to disconnect. You got to burn up that old way of thinking and put on the mind of Christ. Put on the clothes of Christ. Put on what Christ wants you to put on so that you have the right mindset to do what God's called you to do. When you come to Galatians chapter 2, all right, let me show you this. I'm going to show you what happens when you got two people and two different mamas, all right? Now, this is very sad, but I want to show you something here. In chapter 2, verse 11, it says, when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face. Now, this is Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter. Now, I can't find scripture for this. This is just my insight. I don't believe that Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter were the best of friends. I think they tolerated each other. Like, you got people in your life that you really don't like, but you have to tolerate them because God said love everybody. The Bible said love everybody, but you won't like everybody. And there's a difference between like and love. And I don't really think Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter got along too well. Matter of fact, in one of the writings of Peter's letter, he says some of the stuff that Paul writes is kind of difficult, but he is a brother. And here we read that Apostle Paul said, I got in front of Apostle Peter's face and I told him off in his face. Look, this, and you got to think what Peter is saying, how dare you try to tell me off? I walk with Jesus on the earth. You was nowhere around. And then Paul probably said, well, I was caught up to the third heaven and saw Peter, I saw Jesus in heaven. So they had probably competitive stories. You know how we are in church. You know, we know folks be off. Even if you correct them, folks get mad if you correct them. Some folks even leave your church, get mad at you, suck their teeth. Whatever. Get over it. But it's so deep in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. All right. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when the Jews arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid to those who belonged to the circumcision group, which is the Jews. Now, you know how deep that is? I see this all the time amongst even pastors and leaders. It's funny, you know, Pastor W, you think I'm well liked by all preachers. I'm not. Because there are certain folks who are more free talking to me when I'm alone with them. But then when they're around their fellow clergy, they act like they don't know me. They pull away from me. See, that's those games of politicking. Which goes to show they're sucking from the wrong breast. They got the wrong mother. Because if you can do that and separate yourself and you're friendly with me on Monday and you don't act like you know me on Tuesday, you know. So I realize they got some mamas that got to be thrown from their train. But Paul gets in Peter's case and say, you're wrong. He called him a hypocrite. Look at verse 13. The other Jews join him in his hypocrisy so that by the hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. So when Peter did the Gentiles wrong, can you imagine that? Peter hanging out talking to Gentiles. These are non-Jews by the natural seed of Israel. But when his people came in the room, the Jews saw him talking. The Bible said Peter turned around and walked away. Ooh, I don't know them. He pulled away from them, right? Because he don't want to be associated with them. All right. This goes on all the time in my ministry. I'm telling you, man. Where you learn that from? Nobody. And no, they learned it from Pastor Duff, but they won't tell people that because, of course, you'd be ostracized and talked about. And I understand the nature of the beast. Peter does the same thing. You know, he's with the Gentiles ministering, talking about the Lord. And then when Jews show up who believe in the circumcision, Peter walked away and got with the group that was politically correct. You know, this game goes on all the time in America between Republicans and Democrats, between liberals and conservatives. Yeah, you know, always figure out what crowd you're talking to. You change up your political speech. Now that we're in the 2-year stretch for the new president. Now all your politicians are going to try to come and offer you the world, and offer you this, offer you that, make you hear everything you need to hear. And once they leave your group, they go to the other group and say something totally different. If you really want to get inside of a politician case and really get inside of them, follow them around to like 5 different political rallies and film them at 5 different rallies. You'll notice that their speech changes up based on the audience that they speak to. Now, the one that keeps the same message, no matter where they go, they got some integrity or they got the right mama. But those that fluctuate with anyone standing in front of them, they got the wrong mama, and their mama got to be thrown from the train. The mama that Peter operated in is so hypocritical, it fell on Barnabas and took Barnabas astray. That's why I think there's a big split between Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas was offended by what Peter did, and it caused Barnabas to go off to the left. So Paul is bringing a corrective word to Peter. It says in verse 14 of chapter 4, when I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, I said to Peter in front of them all. I said to Peter in front of them all. Now, you're going to act stupid publicly, I'm going to correct you publicly. That's what Apostle Paul did to Apostle Peter. These like the two all-stars, the top 12. You are a Jew. Yet right now, you're acting like an old Gentile. You're not even acting like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? Verse 15 of chapter 2 of Galatians, we who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the Mosaic law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified. If while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, I prove that I am a lawbreaker. For though the law died, for through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, not in the Torah, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, then Christ died for nothing. Here's the nutshell. The Apostle Paul is rebuking the Apostle Peter because Peter got the wrong mama. He got a mama of hypocrisy. He is so close to his Jewish people and Jewish family that when they walk in the room, he changed up and told the Gentiles, whoa, let's listen to what the Jews got to say. And the Jews were saying, you got to be circumcised. You got to be circumcised. And Peter started saying, yeah, you probably got to be circumcised. And Paul said, how are you going to switch up and change? This is what folk do when they're around certain folks that don't like you. They're like a chameleon. They just change spots and change colors. And I've seen people do this around me all the time. I'm so used to it. You know, I got immune to it. I just started laughing. I said, man, how are you going to do that? with them, and then you get over here, you're faking. They got the wrong mama, Stuart Thomas. Integrity is, I know who my mama is, I know what's right to do, and even if it costs me friendship, I'm going to tell you what I feel, I'm going to correct you. That is what a true person does. They got the right mama. And if the mama is not right and it's destroying you, pervert you, and twist you, throw mama from the train. Decapitate it spiritually like David did to Goliath. Goliath was the wrong mama, and David said, I'm going to take your head off. And he decapitated Goliath's head. Now look at Galatians chapter 3. Now keep in mind, the Apostle Paul was correcting the Apostle Peter. No matter what your title is, you can still be corrected. And if I read it right, he actually corrected Peter in front of the same people whom he was being hypocritical in front of. Boy, I would not want to be around Apostle Paul. Oh my God, I think I had to choose two people. I'd rather be around Apostle Peter. Paul was nasty. Whew. Look at chapter 3 of Galatians. He said, you foolish Galatians, who bewitched you before your very eyes? Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by keeping the law or believing what you have heard? Are you so foolish after beginning with the Spirit? Very foolish means stupid. He said, are you so stupid? Same word. After beginning with the Spirit, are you not trying to attain the goal by human effort? Have you suffered so much for nothing? Is it really what's for nothing? Did God give you his Holy Spirit and the working of miracles amongst you because you observed the law or because you believe what you have heard? Then he says, listen to me, this is very important. Consider Abraham. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. This is an Old Testament reference. He goes into the past, Avengers Endgame, and brings up a present truth. Understand in verse 7, then, that those who believe are children of, are the seed of Abraham. That means those that believe in the seed become children of Abraham. They could be Gentiles or the natural seed of Israel. When you believe on Jesus, you are infused into the bloodline of Abraham spiritually. That's what it's one Israel, Israel of God. Verse 7, understand then that those who believe are the seed of Abraham. The scripture foresaw into the future prophecy that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, not by the keeping of the law. So stop telling Gentiles they got to get their penis cut to be justified, because that was the doctrine that some Jews had infiltrated the Christians to tell them they had to go back and get their penis cut. And Peter seemed to have gone along with this, or seemed to bend on this based on peer pressure, Jewish peer pressure. And Paul quickly corrects him. It says this in verse 8, the scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations, not some, all nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. So this is how this system goes. This is how the right mama go. This is the mama. This is the one you ought to suck breast milk from. This is the one you ought to eat from. This is the one you ought to eat from the table from. The one that preaches that by putting your faith and trust in Christ Jesus, serving him, loving on him, loving your neighbor as you love yourself, following after the Spirit of God, that's the right mama. And if you walk in that mama, you are considered the real true seed of Abraham, which is the Israel of God, which is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now all promises made to Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 through 15 before the curses, there you have access to it. These are yours because Christ kept the law for you. So when you keep Christ, you kept the law. That's the right mama. Used to be a TV show called That's My Mama, starring Clifton David. That's my mama. My mama today is Ruby. I love my mama. Love her to life. Love her to life. Take care of my dad. She's the best mama in the world. And whatever she needs, she'll get. I don't care. I have to lay on the floor all night. I'm going to always take care of my mama. You know, used to be a famous song every Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is tomorrow. I forgot. Mother's Day is tomorrow. I'm talking about the mamas. And Mother's Day is tomorrow. I'll always love my mama. She's my baby girl. You only get one. You only get one. Yeah. Yeah. And I think about this. You get one mama, and really whoever your mama is have a direct impact on your upbringing. Now, of course, we can always make it. If someone does you wrong, if mama don't treat you right, if daddy walk out, God can grace you to make it. But the system works better when the mama is the mama and gives you the right training and the equipment to help raise you up, okay? Now watch this. In Galatians chapter 3, he says in verse 9, so those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. So I don't care if you're a Gentile or physical Jew, we all need to be in the seed of Abraham spiritually. And you're not going to be in the seed of Abraham unless you put your faith in Christ. That's a killer for some people watching and listening. So being born a Jew doesn't make you automatically right in God's sight. Listen to me carefully. Being born a physical seed Jew from the old covenant does not automatically make you right in God's sight. In order to be made right in God's sight, you have to give your life to Christ. You got to believe that he died on the cross for your sins and you receive him as your Lord and your Savior. If that's not right, you're not right in Christ's sight. Even though you might be the chosen people of God or the chosen Jew by the physical seed, God has already orchestrated a plan where I believe there's going to be a massive revival amongst the Jews in the promised land. And even though I do not believe, watch this, that a Jew is made right just because they're born a Jew. I believe they got to be saved like everybody else. But there's an honor code. I still think we ought to give the promised land, Israel, Jerusalem, to the natural seed of Israel. And I believe something miraculous happened in 1948 when they all together rebuild that nation and miracles happened because the church was interceding and praying for Israel. That's why those miracles broke forth. So due to the honor code, I think the promised land belonged to them because the goal is not really the promised land, the state of Israel or the city of Jerusalem or the rebuilding of the temple. The promised land is the whole earth. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hello, Steve G. This is MS for you. Thank you for your commitment. God bless you and your new love. May God bless you, Steve G. Tell your sister we said hi. Tell your sisters I continue to speak covenant over you, brother. I speak covenant over your consistency in the matchless name of Jesus. Verse 10 says, all who rely on observing the law. Well, here we go. Yes. 3:10. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one is justified by God by the law because nobody kept the law. Because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeems us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who was hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Now, let me reason because the time is coming to a close end. I want to get to my point. And here's the point I'm making. Make sure you got the right mama or the right system. Because you might be religious but got the wrong mama. You might go to a church building but got the wrong mama. The right mama is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the closest thing to the paracletus. We get the term paracletus or clitoris. Paracletus. It is the part of the Godhead I call the closest to a female, the woman, because the Holy Spirit connects to God. And through the Holy Spirit and God connecting together, bring forth the Son. That's why his name is called Elohim. El is God the Father. O represents the mother or the wife. So the El comes through the O, push out the Him, which is the Son. Elohim. So in the beginning was the Word. So the seed was inside of God. So God took his breath, spoke back himself. He offsprung himself to marry himself, to offspring himself. That's how we're able to have this thing called Elohim. Okay? S-I-T-U, you get more of that. So it says in verse 9, so what you see here, when you get over to Galatians chapter 4, he begins to talk about something. I'm going to get this in because I'm going to miss this here. He says, verse 4, verse 21, Galatians 4, 21, tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you not aware of what the law says? 22 says, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman, that's Hagar, and the other by the free woman, that's his wife Sarah. His son by the slave woman was born in the ordinary way or fleshly way, but his son by the free woman was born as a result of a promise. She couldn't get pregnant. Sarah couldn't get pregnant without the Holy Spirit opening her womb. It's the work of the miracles. It takes faith to work miracles, not the keeping of the law. And he's talking about two different women, two different mothers. One is Hagar. She's not married to Abraham. She's a chick on the side. He sleeps with this black princess. I know she's so pretty. Sleeps with her, and she becomes pregnant with Ishmael. And it wasn't Sarah's doorway that was open. It was her handmaiden named Hagar, who she allows her husband to sleep with. And so she becomes pregnant with Ishmael, a child born out of wedlock. And they said, this is the promised child. And God said, that's not the promised child. That's what y'all came up with. That's your arm of the flesh. That's your religion. That's not what I came up with. And it says in verse 24 of chapter 4 of Galatians, these things may be taken figuratively. For the woman or the mother represents two covenants. The word woman means mother. One covenant is from Mount Zion, which bears children who are to be slaves. This is from Hagar. Now, Hagar stands for Mount Zion in Arabia, which is connected to the physical world. Hello, Thaddeus Parker. And corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem, the present state. This present state of Jerusalem right now, who still Jews right now at this time of this writing are still going to the temple and have not yielded to the lordship of Jesus Christ and still persecuting the church because she is in slavery. He calls this Jewish people who are blocking the gospel of Christ Jesus slaves to Hagar, to Ishmael. Verse 26, but the Jerusalem, watch this, that is above is free. She is our mother. I got to stop there. What? You call Jerusalem your mother, which is above? He says figuratively that Jerusalem is symbolic of a mother that's above, that's coming down. So when you get to Isaiah chapter 54, Victor Barangay, praying for you, may God bless your school. I prophesy, may God give you breakthroughs for your school, Victor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just felt led to say that for Victor. Be encouraged, my brother. Fight for that school. Keep taking, go for it, man of God. He says in verse in Isaiah 54, I got 2 minutes, in Isaiah 54, verse 27, for it is written, be glad, O barren woman who bears no children. Break forth and cry aloud, you who have not taken, who had no labor pains. Because more are the seed of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. God is actually speaking about the church, the kingdom of God, and getting hold of the right mother. Now, I'm going to share part two of this later on in the evening about throw mama from the train. And if you read this, you got to learn to throw mama from the train, the wrong mother. And once you understand the right mother and throw the wrong mother away, you'll start operating like David. You'll knock out giants. When you find the right mother, you'll be the Moses that split the Red Sea. When you find the right mama and the right system, you be like Peter walking on water. When you find the right mama system and you attach to the breast and find the spiritual nutrients and pull out the meat from the mother's table, you'll start walking so much authority. Christ proves himself. God bless you, Arturo Dinga. And see, when you really get a hold of the kingdom, not Christianity, not going to the building, but God has a personal encounter with you. Oh, Lord, I pray today that all those watching, may the kingdom of God consume them. Everybody watching me right now, Lord God, and come into their hearts and let them know that Christ Jesus is real. He's real. Invade the hearts and the minds of those watching. Now, all those that enjoy my broadcast, I got to go because it's getting close to the time. I got to go. But I want to announce to you, we do invite you out to our church service on tomorrow morning, 9:30 on this Mother's Day. If you want to attend our service, you inbox me. I give you the address. We meet in the living room. We worship and praise. I got a word. I'm going to continue to talk about the power of a mother on tomorrow morning. And so you are invited. If you can't come out, you can watch us on Facebook Live. I do go on the air. And so all those who watch me, please, we ask you to support our ministry. Go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7. And also, you can go to PayPal, supermike777@gmail.com. If you're in the Passaic County area, Essex County area, Bergen County area, Hudson County area, and you don't believe in any electronics, I'll even come visit your store, your home, your place, receive the seed, and pray over you. Lord God, I thank you for all my listeners and all my watchers. As I close this program out, throw mama from the train. I gotta go. Love you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.